On the Lake Tahoe City shore, strong, happy young guardsmen play volleyball in the Sierra sun. Chief Daniel Polhemus knows why it's one of the most requested assignments in the nation.
Because of its location, the pristine beauty, the fresh water, the ability to recreate out on the lake is unbelievable.
Water skiing, kayaking, paddling, and kiteboarding also make for exciting rescues at Tahoe.
Station Marine 9 is underway at the Hyatt with 4 POB.
Coast Guard Station Lake Tahoe is one of the last legacy stations in the country. Legacy meaning pre-9/11, when the Coast Guard's primary mission was rescuing people. For most stations, the new mission is protecting critical assets, but at Tahoe, rescue is still the critical mission.
Know and understand that the lake can get very dangerous. We get sudden storms here. The wind blows frequently in the afternoon.
The 16-member crew runs an average of 150 search and rescue missions in just 5 summer months. And those rescues are about to get easier. Bigger boats coming next month will replace ones that are nearly a decade old,
which will allow us to have a little bit more crew comfort and also be able to encounter a little bit larger of a sea and chop and fetch that the lake is notorious for.
Polhema says the new vessels will be easier to maintain, have better navigation systems, improved communication, and they'll be able to provide rescue anywhere on the 191 square mile lake in 35 minutes or less. Kai Plaskon, Capital Public Radio News.